This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner, so thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Boy, do we have a show planned for you today, so hopefully you can stay to the end. If not, the guy who's been posting my shows on my website for some reason has been posting the last several months, but he's supposed to be back in after the first year. So if you missed this show, you want to catch up. So we're going to talk a little about what we do, the economy. We're going to talk about the stimulus plan that they passed and what you might get and what's going to happen on PPP, EIDL, et cetera. And we'll talk about what the House did, but the Senate didn't do. We'll talk about that. We'll talk again about the economy. We'll talk about Social Security. That's a big asset, folks. Most people think of it as an income play, but you should look at it as an asset, a large asset. And my daughter, who will be probably coming back on the show after the first year, she knows she had an adopted baby, and she worked for the Social Security office many years ago. She's a certified estate planner. I happen to be a Mercer master certified estate planner. And we'll talk about the economy. And then I'm going to be sharing information. I had an interview earlier this week with the coroner of Mercer County, quite a gentleman, class act. But you want to stay tuned to hear what he said about the COVID and the deaths and so forth. And then we're going to talk about, there's about 12 Hail Marys. I'm going to talk about one of them, that Donald J. Trump still has an opportunity to be sworn in January 20th. And then there's about a five-minute clip from a doctor from Cambridge about masks and this virus. You want to stay tuned for that. So we got a lot of information. So again, let me give you our toll-free number if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, or 15-minute consultation. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Get on our schedule, set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or if you'd like to come in for, say, an hour, complimentary, or hour and a half, complimentary consultation, or 2 hours, whatever it takes, let us know. If you're driving and you have nothing to write down, when you get back to your computer, try to remember the words Legacy Financial. Google the word Legacy Financial. It'll take you a place on Google that says Leave a Legacy, leaveALegacy.com. That's our website. And we have lots of information. You could literally spend hours on that website. We have 6 demand seminars. We're going to be increasing that shortly, and we're probably going to have them on that website, probably maybe another one, a standalone one, because there's so much information. But we're going to have 16 on-demand seminars. That's right, 16, from a variety of topics. So that website is leaveALegacy.com. So if you get a chance, there are 6 on there now. They're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. One is on Social Security. There's free reports and quizzes you can download and take the test. There's one on Are You Ready to Retire? One is on guaranteed income. I like to refer to it as paycheck for life, but it's called guaranteed income. Why is that so important? Well, with the ups and downs of the market and what's going on in our countries and so forth, besides Social Security being an asset class, it's a has a predictable payout to you. Many people, I won't say everybody, but most people, or just by the way, a lot of people need additional income that's predictable. It's not a maybe. It's guaranteed no matter what happens, you won't run out of money. And we'll talk a little bit more about the different colors of money in a minute. So there's one on Social Security. There's one on your ready to retire, guaranteed income. I call paycheck for life. One is on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. And we work with outlaw attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. And then there's one on women and wealth. There's one on how to have a tax-free retirement. And if Joe Biden gets in there and they take the Senate, boy, all bets are off. But hopefully he doesn't get in there at all. And for some reason, our courts and our system is so corrupt that he does get in there. Hopefully that we'll keep the Senate, the Republicans keep the Senate, and it'll be a stalemate. And taxes won't go up until December 31st, 2025. That's when they're set to sunset. So a lot of planning. You got 5 years. If you don't see taxes are going up, go to that website or get that app on your phone called USDebtClock.org. USDebtClock.org. It's mind-boggling. You make the decision, but I see no way around it on how to keep taxes going up. There's some strategies in place. You got about 5 years, and we have strategies. Because one of the things we do tax planning. We do tax planning at InnovationTaxService.com. That's InnovationTaxService.com. You can check that out. I know you don't want to think about taxes, but taxes are right around the corner. We're going to keep the fee the same as we did last year, $150 for the long form, short form, Schedule A. Most people don't itemize. Schedule B, interest and dividends, that's included. $150 to states included in that. One Schedule D. So if you have 10 stock trades, that's included in the same price for $150. Also, one rental, Schedule E, that's included. If you have a local returns, $10 extra. If you have a Schedule C, call for a price, but usually anywhere from 25 to 35. And if you have more than 10 trades, like 10 to 50 or you know thereabouts, maybe another 10 or 25, or excuse me, $25 or $50, depending on how complex it is. But our average return last year is about $150 to $155, which a lot of people don't have. File local returns. But we do tax planning with that. Now, if you don't pay any taxes or have very little, there's really no tax planning involved. So three websites I'm going to give you. I already give you two of them. LeaveALegacy.com, LeaveALegacy.com. The other one is InnovationTaxService.com. And a third one, and this is for business or people who are paying lots of taxes, called EliteTaxReduction.com. EliteTaxReduction.com. And if you're paying $150,000 in taxes, you want to call us, folks. We work alongside your CPA, but we work with some of the top tax attorneys and CPAs out through the country. So we specialize in tax reduction. We also show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a crisis basis and a pre-crisis basis. The best way to plan, of course, is pre-crisis. And then when it comes to investments or savings, you name the investment or saving, I can't say we have everything. We have most things. So we'll talk a little bit about the economy here in a minute. But we like to talk about money via colors of money via like a traffic light. So a traffic light has three colors, yellow, green, red. What is green? What is yellow money? Well, we like to refer yellow money. People think that's caution, but we refer to it as your emergency money. Emergency money, something that's liquid. What would it, where's a good place for that? Checking account, savings account, credit union, money market. It doesn't pay a lot. You got to pay taxes if it earns any interest on it, but it's relatively liquid, and you can get your hands on it. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on the person. Then red money is what we call risk money, red for risk. That's anything that can go up or down. The advantage is you get the upside. The disadvantage is you get the downside. That would include stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, gold, silver, commodities, risk money. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisor Group. We are fiduciaries. And then you have green money. Green money is where you can't lose money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, enhanced fixed index annuity, enhanced fixed index annuities. That would also be fixed annuities. Every investment or savings has pros and cons. But what's best for you, you need to have a plan. Is the person you're working with, do they have a written plan, if you haven't retired yet, that says how much money you need and how much money you need until you die? Do they have a written plan? So the first meeting, if we're going to set up a phone call, might be just to get together, a 5, 10, 15-minute call. Then we can do a Zoom or do a phone call. It would be a gathering or discovery process. Then the second meeting would be the retirement roadmap to see the money that you have is going to last until you die. And then the third meeting, we offer solutions, but we give you a written plan so you have that in writing and solutions to solve your plan. Again, we don't have a dog in the hunt. They all have their pros. They all have their cons. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about this phase four of the COVID-19 relief bill and how that might benefit you. And then we're going to be talking about Social Security and the economy. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write our toll-free number down, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in person, it's complimentary. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let's talk about the Phase 4 COVID-19 relief bill, which passed. It was passed last week and signed by the president December 27th. Here's some of the highlights. It says, additional 2020 recovery rebates for individuals. The provision provides a refundable tax credit in amount of $600 per eligible family member. And that's $600 for children that are under 17. So if you got a husband and wife, that's $1,200. If you got four kids, that's $2,400. Now, a lot of people are confused about the income limit. You hear $75,000. That's not true. Most people are not detailed with numbers. $75,000 is for a single person. It's $150,000 just a gross income for a married couple. So it's double that. If you're head of household, it's $112,500. And if you go over that, it does not mean you're not going to get anything. It's for every $5 you go over that, for every $100 you go over that, you lose $5. So there'll be a cutoff. Now, Donald J. Trump, our president, and some of the House people, some of the senators, wanted a higher amount. So he's suggesting $2,000. So on Monday, they did pass the $2,000. However, Mitch McConnell would not take it up. Now, I think he's playing a little cat and mouse. I'm airing this on Tuesday, so you're listening on Saturday, so you'll probably have the results already by then, so you can check it out. It's time-stamped what I'm doing, but probably what he's going to be doing is he's going to negotiate that $2,000, probably to $1,200, something like that, but he's going to have a little carrots in there. Maybe he might have that the trial lawyers can't sue someone for getting COVID-19 in their workplace. He might have that 230 bill regarding the internet companies like Google and Facebook. He might have one or two or both of those in there. So I'll tell you what, we'll increase it if you do this. And if you don't, he probably won't bring it, and it'll be dead in the water. So they can't even vote on it. Now, Bernie Sanders, the independent, the communist or socialist, he's a communist as far as I'm concerned, they want to override the bill, the defense bill. And he's, of course, in favor of that with many other senators. But he might filibuster that and not let McConnell bring it to the floor unless he brings up the stimulus package at $2,000. So, and you need 60 senators to pass it. So there's 48 Democrats that said they're on board, and there's like 7 Republicans. So you need a total of 60. So you need about 5 more. The 2 Republicans that are running in Georgia both said they're for it. So that kind of backfired on them because they thought they might say no, and then they would get a shoe in. And if he doesn't bring it to the floor, if they can't work out an agreement, then probably what will happen is they'll wait till new Congress comes in next year, which will be after January 3rd. And they'll take it up and want to see what happens there. And stay tuned for the last segment. I got a lot of talk about the interview that I have with the coroner of Mercer County regarding COVID. I also have this renowned, famous virologist from Cambridge Springs talking about masks and the COVID-19. So you want to stay definitely to the end. So let's talk about what else is in the bill. So you get $600 per child, and want to see if there's any additional money. Now, for those in the PPP, Payroll Protection Program, and you got a business, there's going to be another second round of that. I've gone to the SBA. They don't have anything posted yet on that site, but there will be something very quickly. Also, for those who applied for the EIDL, if you had the PPP loan, Payroll Protection Program, and the Employee Injury Disaster loan, that on the application of the PPP, it says if you got any grant money, you had to list that and they were subtracted. Well, guess what? They did away with that. The new applications are not out. So the good news is if you got PPP, and let's say you got $5,000 as a PPP because of $1,000 per employee. They were going to subtract. Let's say you got $50,000. They were going to make you subtract it from the $5,000 from the $15,000, and you owe that $5,000. You would only be forgiven $45,000. Then you have to pay it over, say, two or three years at 1%. But that's when new applications, that's going to go away. Plus, before you... The IRS says you couldn't deduct the money you receive, you couldn't deduct it. Well, that was their opinion, but now Congress has passed it and made it clear that payroll and so forth, you can deduct it or other expenses, so that is deductible. That's on the PPP, all right? The provision also provides for Treasury issue advance payments based on the information of 2019 tax return. Also, regarding the EIDL, you're supposed to get $10,000. They made it definite, but you had to have a loss of $30,000, and the people who were in a lower economic group. I Googled Mercer County, and I thought Mercer County was in a depressed area, but we're about 85% of what the state is. It's like the state is 58,000 medium. You can Google this, by the way. The state of Pennsylvania is 58,000, and say Hermitage. I'll just go Hermitage. I didn't do any other zip code. It's 53,000. It's not saying people from Hermitage won't get that at balance of the grant, but they may have to wait, 30, 60 days or whatever. But the people who are veterans, people who are disabled, got businesses, and the lower income will probably get that first. But so if you got 1,000, you'll get the extra 9,000. If you got 2, you get an extra $8,000. Okay, so in general, taxpayers with an eligible Social Security number are not eligible for the payment. This is talking about, let me back up here. The provision also provides for Treasury issued advance payments based on the information on 2019 returns. Here's the good news. Let's say you didn't qualify for 2019, but 2020. Well, guess what? To say 2020, well, you might have to wait almost a year when you do it, but you will they will look at that return, and you can maybe get that stimulus money. Even though you made too much money, you made over the $75,000, you made over the $150,000, or you made over the $112,500. So they're looking at 2019, and if you, like me, I always owe money, so the if I had money coming back, then guess what they would do? They would mail it. If you got money last time, it was in your check, you had a checking account on deposit, they would do that. So it's ever how you got it the last time. So, let's see. In general, a taxpayer with eligible Social Security numbers are not eligible for payment. However, married taxpayers filing jointly with one spouse has a Social Security number. One spouse does not are eligible for payment of $600, in addition to $600 per child with Social Security number. So, again, if you have a family of four, two children under 17, husband and wife, that's $2,400. The provision all aligns the eligibility criteria for the new round of economic impact payments and the credit for economic impact payments provided by the CARES Act. Taxpayers receiving an advance payment that exceeds the amount of their eligible credit will not be required, and this will not be required to repay any amount of the payment. If the amount of credit determined on a taxpayer's 2020 tax return exceeds the amount of advance payment, taxpayers will receive the difference as a refundable tax credit. Advance payments are generally not subject to administrative offset for past due federal or state debits. That's in addition to payments are protected from bank garnishment or levy by private creditors or debt collections. Additionally, the provision instructs Treasury to make payments to the territories that relate to each territory's cost of providing credits. There's also an extension of federal pandemic unemployment. Restores the federal pandemic unemployment compensation, the FPUC, supplement to all state and federal unemployment benefits at $300 per week starting after December 26th and ending March 14th. By the way, on those check stimulus, Mnuchin said if you have automatic deposit, they could be hitting your accounts. This is on Wednesday or Thursday. If mailing, it might be, you know, 1 or 2 weeks that you'll get it. Extension of certain deferred payroll taxes. On August 8, 2020, the President of the United States issued a memorandum to allow employees to defer withholding employee share of Social Security taxes to railroad retirement. I didn't really do that. I won't go into detail. I talked about the PPP, and we're a little short of time. If you'd like to get a copy of this, I could email it to you. It's titled Phase 4 COVID-19 Relief Bill. Release date 12/28/2020. It's from the Textbook News. So if you'd like to get a copy of that or set up a complimentary phone call, 5, 10, 15 minutes, or come in for a complimentary consultation, call our office at Legacy Financial Strategies, toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to support message. We come back, we're going to talk about the economy and Social Security.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that number down, if you want to set up a call, a 5, 10, 15 minutes, anything we've talked about on the show that you missed part of it or like to have a complimentary consultation about anything we do, 5, 10, 15 minutes, or if you'd like to come in to our office at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA, in a development called Linden Point, give our office a call, toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, which has all our contact information. And our website is leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. So we're going to talk about the economy. Then we're going to be talking about, are you missing benefits from Social Security? And, of course, this segment's only anywhere from 10 to 12 minutes, so obviously we have limited time. But anything I didn't cover or more in depth, if you'd like to get any of these reports, I'd be happy to email or mail to you. Again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. You know, as far as the economy, I've tried to give you a variety of information. I have people who think the economy is going to boom with the stimulus and all what's going on. Then we have the other one, doomsayers. Here's the point. No one has a crystal ball. No one knows. The question is to you. You've worked your entire life, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Actually, you worked not 20, 30, 40 years. You worked minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year to accumulate this. If you catch the wrong cycle and start taking money out, you could be really hurting. So there's not necessarily wrong or right strategy. The point is you must make a plan and cover the contingencies as best as you can. That's why we offer the discovery process either by way of phone or in-house meeting. Then we do, after discovery, we do a suitability, capacity, risk score, retirement roadmap, a written plan to see on the road if you're going to have enough money for you and your wife. And then we talk about the different colors of money and give you the pros and cons. That's by having a plan, and you're going to cover the percentages. But the first thing is you want to make sure, besides the Social Security, that you have another bucket of money that you can draw on no matter what's happened. So this is another one from Zacks, and here's what they're talking about. It says, market futures look to extend their all-time trading highs. And I said I did that yesterday. It was Wednesday, the first two segments. Actually, it was Tuesday, almost Wednesday. It was late at night. So this is December 30th. You're listening to it on Saturday. So I'm going to say Happy New Year to you, January 2nd. It says, market futures look to extend their all-time trading highs when the opening bell rings this morning. That was December 29th, for the NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow, following record highs Monday, following a relief rally from the signage of a relief package by President Trump. And we went through, told you about the $600, et cetera. If you missed that, again, give us a call. I'd be glad to talk to you on the phone or send you some information about it. So the most recent burst of positive settlement prices and economic relief from $600 stimulus checks and a revival of the PUA. And by the way, I talked to my brother who has a client that already received her check deposited. So you'll be getting yours every day of the week or maybe next week or a couple weeks or 3 weeks. But checks in the mail if you fall on those income requirements of $75,000 to $112,500 or $150,000 as a married couple. If you made more than that, again, for every $100 over that, you can subtract $5. And if you didn't qualify, maybe in 2020, you will. But anyways, it said rent payment forgiveness and host of other things enhance support in this prolonged pandemic era. By the way, you may not be aware of this. This $2,000, they didn't cap it like at the $150, the $112,500, or the $75,000. People made $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 were to get it. So you don't hear much people talking about the news media on that. So those probably... This is today. They're supposed to have meetings today, but I doubt seriously they're going to work anything out until the new regime comes in next week. So with robust economic stimulus plus Fed measures to keep rates super low and backstop bonds for the foreseeable future, they say 2021 may bring us a consideration we've not had to concern ourselves for some time, and that is inflation. This would be further boon to the stock markets, at least in the near future, according to Zacks, before adjustments be made and keep prices from spinning out of control. I listened to Peter Schiff, and he thinks, of course, inflation is going to skyrocket. So you got both sides of the equation. I think Peter Schiff is wrong. I think eventually it will, but not for at least through 2023 it won't. Anyways, after we've been through in 2020, such a scenario sounds a long ways off. Then again, if 10-year bonds suddenly leap toward 3%, we find ourselves in a new narrative. We know the Case-Shiller Home Index for homes released its results for the month of October, and the number came out even better than expected, a positive 8.4%, following an already strong 7% in September. This represents the highest growth since March of 2014, and the 30-year mortgages continue to hit record lows, averaging 2.66 as of now. The 20-city index ramped up 7.9% higher than the previous month, 6.6%, and nearly 100 basis points higher than 6.95%. So, without going further ado, they're looking positive. But I got another gentleman that's talking about the Dow is going to drop, you ready for this number? 22%. And he said it's getting near that mark. So I get the reports all over the board, folks. Here's the best thing you can do. Set up a phone call or an in-house meeting and set up a written plan. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So are you missing benefits for Social Security? Among SSA's many duties administrating the Social Security program, the agency is charged with helping people claim all the benefits they are entitled to. Agency employees are not allowed, this is important, to give claiming advice. See, my daughter used to work for the Social Security office, such as when a person asks if they should start their retirement, 62 or 70, or somewhere between. But they're supposed to let know people if they are entitled to some type of benefit. According to this article, tens of thousands of Americans are not getting the Social Security benefits they should. SSA is falling down on the job. Tucked away in the back of the latest agency financial report is discussion, ready for this, potential entitlements. This is language that the agency uses to describe situations where individuals should be receiving benefits but are not because of agency errors or because individuals are unaware of their eligibility for benefits. One example cited in this article are some 20,000 children who were entitled to benefits last year and weren't receiving them. It is SSA's job to reach out to potential beneficiaries and help them claim their benefits. They said of their own observation, SSA has been strikingly inconsistent in both their outreach efforts and identifying additional benefits. Here's an example. When ex-husband applied for disability benefits at 64, he said, I got a courtesy call from his SSA worker telling me that his ex-wife, I could now file for my divorced spouse benefit. The worker explained that they are not required to make such calls, but if the applicant is in touch with their ex, they do it as a courtesy. And at that time, it was under FRA, full retirement age, and working, so I knew there was no point in filing. I also knew that my own benefit was more than half of my ex-husband, so if I filed before the full retirement age, I would be paid my own benefit and would not ever be able to receive a spousal benefit. In 2012, when I turned 66, this is an example here, I applied for my divorce spouse benefit, this is not me, folks, and began receiving about $1,100 a month while letting my own benefit build delayed credits. He said, I was lucky to be able to file restricted application. I did away with that before the Budget Act of 2015 changed the rules. A year later, my ex-husband died. After his death was reported to SSA, the funeral home, my spousal benefit was automatically converted to a survival benefit, and the amount doubled to $2,200. About 6 months later, I got a letter from SSA informing me that if I switched to my own retirement benefit, I could receive more. The system had detected the survivor benefit I was receiving was less than my retirement benefit based on my own work, and I thought they were doing me a favor by urging me to switch. Naturally, I ignored the letter, as this would have undermined my whole strategy to maximize delayed credits to age 70. While SSA seemed to be well on top of the potential benefits in my own case, almost to a fault, other people are not so lucky. We hear of lower-earning spouses who were never told they should apply for their spousal add-on and their higher-earning spouse benefits. We hear of widows who were never told that rather than taking a reduced survival benefit at age 60, they could file for their own benefit at 62 and then switch to their maximum survival benefit at full retirement age. Widows in general often get bad or incomplete advice, the most common one being that they can't receive a survival benefit at all if they worked, even if their earnings aren't high enough to cause all their benefits to be entitled. So, folks, here's the point. We have an advisor, my daughter. She worked for the Social Security office. I bet you'd be hard-pressed to find one in Eastern Ohio, and a financial advisor, or Western Pennsylvania, has ever worked for the Social Security office. So if you'd like to learn more about that, set up a call, 5, 10, 15-minute call, or come into our office, have a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963, or visit our website at leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. When we come back, we're going to talk a little about politics. I interviewed the coroner of Mercer County. We're going to talk about Donald Trump has still an outside shot to remain the 45th president of the United States. And then some shocking information from a doctor from Cambridge on wearing masks in this COVID. So please listen to this important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down that toll-free number, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you want to call Legacy Financial Strategy and set up a complimentary phone call, 5, 10, 15 minute, or come in to the office for a meeting, a complimentary meeting. Toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. So in this segment, I did interview the Mercer County coroner, John A. Lebanati. And by the way, we had probably about a 30-minute conversation. Dynamite individual. He said, he's Italian. I said, well, you're Italian in name only. My stepdad's name was Capuzzi. He died here in January. My daughter's name is Marini, but I says I use my hands and I like Italian food, so I probably have more Italian in me than you. He had a good chuckle for that. So I was asked some questions about the COVID-19 and deaths, and how do you determine if someone dies for COVID-19? Do they do autopsies? Is that truly the only way that you can find out if someone died is doing actually autopsy? And of course, the answer to that is no, it's not. In fact, he says, we're probably one of, there's 67 counties in Pennsylvania, we're one of one county that everything goes through the coroner's office. Now, he says, as of a couple of days ago, it was 159 deaths due to COVID, although a few of those, he has question marks on that. And what many times they'll mark down as COVID, but it's a contributing factor. He calls it not necessarily the cause. So, for example, let's say a person who had a positive test for COVID but died 30 days later. Well, obviously, that's not COVID, you know, related. But let's say someone tested positive, and they had no underlying conditions. They were in pretty good health, but died 3 days later. Obviously, that'd be COVID-related. So now you don't have to do autopsies to be able to determine that. You can do personal exams, and obviously, if you got killed in a car accident, a blunt force, there's some things you can determine. But no, autopsies are not, you know, the final say-so. In fact, very seldom does anybody even get an autopsy done. I had mentioned that several weeks ago, but he said, that's not true. I said, do hospitals get money if they make a diagnosis that the person died of COVID? Do they get an extra money for that? He says, I've heard that, but I don't know that if that's true or not. But that'd be rather interesting. It could be the way they code it and insurance company, but he said, I don't know that, you know, for a fact. So we're one of 67 counties that is different than all the other counties that's reported. But COVID can be a contributing. I like that word better, contributed than thus saith, you know, the person. So we have 159. Our population of Mercer County is approximately 110,000. Do the math. Now, the infection rate, I didn't ask about the infection rate, but last I checked, it was like over 5,000. This is my opinion. I have no proof of this. I think that probably the infection rate is a lot higher than that. But my point, deaths are very minute, especially younger people, because many of these people are people in nursing homes. They're over 65, over 70, 75, 80, et cetera. So I always say one person who dies, who doesn't know the Lord, is one too many as far as I'm concerned. So it's serious. But you want to listen to the last, I'm going to play about a five-minute clip from this doctor from Cambridge and what he says about the scams going on, about these masks, et cetera. So anyway, he was a great guy. We got a great coroner. I said, I've been blessed with two talents. God's given us at least one. One, I'm a professional eater. And number two, I know numbers. He said, boy, I wish you would have had that for the last election. I says, yeah, I'm good with numbers, but the trouble is they have new math now. As we're going to talk about, there's a Hail Mary, probably 12 of them, that Donald Trump has a chance. We're only going to talk about one of them, but there's still an outside chance that he'll remain as the president. So let's talk about that. So Vice President Pence, on January 6th, you know, all they need is one senator and one congressman. Well, this is Wednesday, finally. Senator Thaley came out and says that he's going to object to it. So they already got the one senator. So on the objection, they're supposed to have a two-hour debate. And the question is, will Vice President Pence sign off on it? Now, a little inside information. He's scheduled to fly to the Middle East that day. Now, I don't know what that means. Is the way he's going to reject those and he wants to get out of the country for safety purposes? But it's rather interesting that he's flying. I don't know if it's after the meeting or not, but he's scheduled on the docket to fly out January 6th. So there's a shot, by the way, that he could say after they have the two-hour debate that six states, there was too much fraud. In the state of Georgia, they said, well, we looked at the counts and they're accurate. Three strikes and you're out. Well, anybody could tell just by watching that video that the Republicans who were supposed to watch people counting left the room because of a leak, they said. Here was a toilet leak. So that alone is a violation. That alone, all those votes should be thrown out. And, of course, Pennsylvania, you have Michigan, you have Arizona, you have Nevada. So there's six states. He could say that, guess what, we're only going to count 46 states. If that's the case, Donald J. Trump would be certified as the president, and Donald Trump would be the next president because Mike Pence is going to certify only the states that he believes are not fraudulent. That could maybe push that to the Supreme Court. So hold tight. There's a lot of other scenarios going on as well, but there's still an outside chance. So don't give up the hope. Now, I'm going to play this video by this Dr. Cambridge. I hope you can hear it. I'll have my producer try to turn it up.
Outline my credentials so that you can understand where I'm coming from in terms of knowledge base and all of this. I'm a medical biotechnology company in North Carolina selling a COVID-19 test. And I might, you might say, I know a little bit about all this. The bottom line is simply this. There is utterly unfounded public hysteria driven by the media and politicians. It's outrageous. This is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. There is absolutely nothing that can be done to contain this virus, other than protecting older, more vulnerable people. It should be thought of nothing more than a bad flu season. This is not Ebola. It's not SARS. It's politics playing medicine, and that's a very dangerous game. There is no action of any kind needed.
What happened last year when we got felt unwell? We stayed home, we took chicken noodle soup, we didn't visit Granny, and we decided when we would return to work. We didn't have anyone need anyone to tell us. Masks are utterly useless. There is no evidence base for their effectiveness whatsoever. Paper masks and fabric masks are simply virtue signaling. They're not even worn effectively most of the time. It's utterly ridiculous seeing these unfortunate, uneducated people, I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense, seeing these people walking around like lemmings, obeying without any knowledge base to put the mask on their face. Social distancing is also useless because COVID is spread by aerosols, which travel 30 meters or so before landing. Enclosures have had such terrible unintended consequences. Everywhere should be open tomorrow, as was stated in the Great Barrington Declaration that I circulated prior to this meeting. And a word on testing. I do want to emphasize that I'm in the business of testing for COVID. I do want to emphasize that positive test results do not, underlined in neon, mean a clinical infection. It's simply driving public hysteria, and all testing should stop unless you're presenting to hospital with some respiratory problem. All that should be done is to protect the vulnerable and to give them all, in the nursing homes that are under your control, give them all 3,000 to 5,000 international units of vitamin D every day, which has been shown to radically reduce the likelihood of infection. And I would remind you all that using the province's own statistics, the risk of death under 65 in this province is 1 in 300,000. 1 in 300,000. You've got to get a grip on this. The scale of the response that you're undertaking with no evidence for it is utterly ridiculous given the consequences of acting in a way that you're proposing. All kinds of suicides, business closures, funerals, weddings, etc., etc. It's simply outrageous. It's just another bad flu. And you've got to get your minds around that. Let people make their own decisions. You should be totally out of the business of medicine. You're being led down the garden path by the chief medical officer of health for this province. I'm absolutely outraged that this has reached this level. It should all stop tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you next year.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warriors lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1617. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com. Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, need some ideas for a particular circumstance, call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.